It's an ideal bridge for young theater artists between the classroom and the professional stage. A theater festival that creates its own company and puts together three very different shows in a short span of time. The results of the work that has been done behind the scenes at the Chaminade University Collegiate Theater Festival are about to go before the public, and Kevin Berg, one of the festival's guest directors, is on hand to tell us more. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Chris.
Tell me a little bit about this, how this festival works.
So the way that this festival works is that over the next 3 weeks, there's going to be three different shows from Thursday to Saturday. So mm-hmm. It's going to be Thursday, Friday, Saturday night for the next 3 weeks.
Each weekend devoted to a single show?
Yep. Each weekend gets a different show.
So what's yours?
My show is the musical Next to Normal.
Mm-hmm.
Then the next show that comes up after me is Almost Maine, which is kind of a... It's a winter spectacle in this summer heat. And then the third one is The Rose and the Rhyme, which is a theater for young audiences show.
Three very different shows, right?
Definitely, yeah.
Does everyone participate in all of them, or how does that work out? How does the work divide it up?
We all kind of support each other. I think the directors and the cast, we work, you know, we usher for a show or we box office for a show that isn't ours, and then they do the same for us.
How does that work out as a sort of an educational experience?
It's great. You know, it gives everyone involved experience not only on the stage, but behind the scenes and things that they might not do otherwise.
So you're on the track to be a director, right?
I hope so.
What does that entail?
So directing for me... this is actually part of my program. I'm getting credit to direct this show, Next to Normal. And it's been a really great experience. It's given me the experience to direct a musical, which I haven't been able to do in a few years.
Mm-hmm.
So I can add that to my repertoire and my list of skills.
Where does the task of the director begin? And what are the steps you have to move through?
So the task of the director, you know, in my opinion, it you should spend as much time as a director working on a show before auditions that mm-hmm. you do after auditions. You know, we've been rehearsing now for about 2 months, 8 weeks, and I've been with the script for, I think, 16 weeks
mm-hmm.
using analysis, kind of working with that. And having a foundation and a vision for the actors to come in and to feel stable to explore these characters and this rich story that we're given by Next to Normal.
You want to have made a number of decisions by the time you see your cast.
Definitely, yeah. Otherwise, you know, if there is no vision, there's no foundation. And if there's no foundation, there can be no safety and comfortability for the actors to explore.
So that's the thing that you want the actors to get from you at the beginning.
Exactly. You don't want, you know, I don't want my actors to ever feel panicked or to ever feel like I don't know what's going on.
Mm-hmm. You get turned to in a lot of different situations, right?
Always. You know, it's simple yes or no questions, or it can go all the way from, you know, what is my character doing? What is my character feeling at this point? Or to tech questions. Last night, we just moved into our space at Mamiya Theater, and there were a bunch of questions about, you know, the set, the stairs, where should this be? And you're just going to have all those answers.
In terms of interpretation, once you have, now you're in phase two, you've met the actors, you've mm-hmm. cast the show, does interpretation change based on what the actors give you?
Definitely. You know, I think... a lot of the things that I had to give them, what they did is they not changed it, but they took it and it fed them and they ran with it. And so now what we have to show the public on Thursday is we have a collaboration. Now, it's not just my vision overarching. It's not just this is what I want to see. It's what we have worked with, what the cast has worked with, what the designers have worked with, all coming together to form to synergize
mm-hmm.
into something much stronger and more poignant.
There seems to be a sort of a continuum of director styles from, you know, giving line readings on one end to saying you figure it out on the other.
Yeah, I would say that that's true. I've worked with many from across the spectrum, more dictatorial or more just, you know, explore, do what you want to do. I'm just here.
The explore, I'm just here thing might leave actors feeling as if they're standing up in a rubber boat, yeah?
I think it can, because they're hungry for that guidance.
Yeah. And yet want to have, they want to have their own input too, right?
It's a balancing act, yeah. You know, like every other kind of art and every other kind of craft, it's a balancing act.
Yeah.
Can't be too hard, can't be too soft.
You know, we talked about a production of Next to Normal a couple of weeks ago on the show, and the whole thing of a musical carrying with it expectations of leaving you feeling good and dancing
mm-hmm.
your way out of the theater, singing that finale song.
Mm-hmm.
Next to Normal doesn't quite work that way, does it?
It does not. In the story of Next to Normal itself, it revolves around a suburban family, specifically the mother, Diana, who's diagnosed with bipolar disorder.
Mm-hmm.
And the story is how her family kind of deals with the effects of her illness and how she deals with the treatments for her illness. And it just kind of, everything unravels. It gives us the opportunity to shed light on something that's not usually talked about. But because of that, you're right, it's not kind of a golden age happy musical where everyone is probably going to be really happy and dancing in the aisles
yeah.
to leave as they leave. It's a lot heavier, I think.
Oklahoma, it ain't, right?
It's definitely not set there, no.
But the story is largely advanced through song, which is interesting.
It is. There's actually very, very little dialogue, spoken dialogue. There's a bit in the transitions between the songs, there's a bit inside the songs, but mostly the dialogue, the message, the story is communicated through the music itself.
And it's a pretty powerful message, too. Thanks very much for coming in, Kevin.
Thank you for having me.
Kevin Berg is a guest director of Next to Normal at the Chaminade University Collegiate Theater Festival, which begins Thursday, runs through August 14th at the Richard T. Mamiya Theater and Lou Theaters. The festival will feature three productions, Next to Normal, Almost Maine, and The Rose and Rhyme.